This is VOA News via remote. I'm Coral Bowman. U.S. President Joe Biden says there has been no shift in his commitment to Israel's security, but insisted a two-state solution that includes a state for Palestinians remains the only answer to that conflict. Mr. Biden spoke at a White House news conference on the first full day of a ceasefire after 11 days of Israeli-Hamas fighting that killed well over 200 people, most of them Palestinians in Gaza. President Biden also played down the idea that the newly ended fighting had opened a rift among Democrats, as scores of Democrats split with Biden's quiet diplomacy with ally Israel to publicly demand a ceasefire. My party still supports Israel, President Biden said. U.S. President Biden also says he and South Korean President Moon Jae-in remain deeply concerned about the situation with North Korea. President Biden says he will deploy a new special envoy to the region to help refocus efforts on pressing Pyongyang to abandon its nuclear weapons program. President Moon is welcoming America's return to the world stage, while Mr. Biden is praising the long history of shared sacrifice by the two allies. Mr. Biden says the U.S. has agreed to vaccinate 550,000 South Korean service members who serve alongside U.S. forces on the peninsula. The president also noted South Korea's growing influence on American pop culture, saying, quote, K-pop fans are universal, end quote. The head of Myanmar's military-appointed state election commission said that his agency will consider dissolving Aung San Suu Kyi's former ruling party for alleged involvement in electoral fraud and having its leaders charged with treason. Suu Kyi's National League for Democracy came to power after a landslide 2015 election victory. This is VOA News. Egypt's foreign minister has spoken with his Israeli counterpart about stabilizing the Cairo-brokered Gaza ceasefire deal. A statement by Egypt's foreign ministry said the two diplomats discussed shoring up the deal, which has mostly brought a halt to fighting between Israel and the Palestinians. They hope that will facilitate the reconstruction of Gaza. The statement said the ministers also agreed on the importance of coordination between the two nations, the Palestinian Authority, and international partners on securing communication channels to achieve peace. The UN Special Envoy for Libya is warning the Security Council that progress on the key issue of withdrawing mercenaries and foreign fighters from Libya has stalled, and their continued presence is threatening not only Libya, but the entire Africa region. Jan Kubis said Friday that disturbing events in neighboring Chad, where rebels were blamed for last month's killing of the longtime president, are a reminder of the link between the security situation in Libya and the region's stability. Kubis said the UN mission in Libya reported the continuing presence of foreign elements, mercenaries, and assets entrenching Libya's division. The IOC president in charge of the Tokyo Olympics says the games will open in just over 2 months, even if the city and other parts of Japan are under a state of emergency because of rising COVID-19 cases. John Coates spoke on a virtual hookup with Tokyo organizers after 3 days of meetings. The Olympics are set to open on July 23rd. Coates says the Olympics will go on even if local medical experts advise against it. He says advice from the World Health Organization assured him that all of those measures that we are undertaking are satisfactory and will ensure a safe and secure games in terms of health. An extraordinary surge of migrants seeking to leave Morocco for Spain this week has brought a border town suffering under the strain. More than 8,000 people sought to cross into the Spanish enclave of Ceuta amid a diplomatic spat between the two countries, and more than half were forced back into Morocco. Now those who failed to make it are sleeping in parks or outside mosques in the town of Fnedek, some of them begging for food. That has strained the already limited resources of the Moroccan town that is overwhelmed by the coronavirus pandemic. Human rights groups and opposition lawmakers accuse the Moroccan government of using migrants as pawns instead of resolving their problems. Via remote, I'm Laurel Bowman reporting for VOA News. We'll be right back.